This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Every month during the winter and the spring, all the way back since 1932, did you know that the Natural Resources Conservation Service has collected and published updates about snowpack, precipitation, reservoirs, and stream flow? This data, in part, helps the agriculture industry prepare for the coming months. Well, the April Water Supply Outlook Report for Idaho was just released. So joining Idaho Matters Live over Skype to help us understand what it says is Danny Tappa, a hydrologist for the Snow Survey in Idaho. Danny, welcome to the show. Danny, can you hear us?
Yeah, it looks like I was unmuted. Thank you for having me, Richard.
You know what? Not only is this live radio, this is remote. So I can't see you. You can't see me. We're just doing the best we can. So I'm glad we got it figured out. So the data is released every month from January to June. And it, as we said, it's been like that for almost 100 years. So the April 2020 report was just released. So we'll get into some specifics in a minute. But generally speaking, how does Idaho snowpack and precipitation just look for this coming year?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. Overall, we have fairly normal conditions across the majority of Idaho. So and when I say normal, that implies a range of a snowpack in the 90 to 110% range, with 100%, of course, being normal, with one main exception, and that's in the south central part of Idaho along the Big Wood and Big Lost basins, where they've just routinely missed out on precipitation events throughout this past winter. And they currently have a snowpack in the 60 to 70, 75% range in those basins.
So then how are these forecasts used by the agriculture industry?
Yeah, so it all starts first, of course, with snowmelt, which fills many reservoirs across the state. And then from there, the reservoir water is dispersed into canals and to ditches and then to irrigation fields. But the first order is to manage the water coming into reservoirs, both public, like the Bureau of Reclamation and Army Corps of Engineers, and private. And so the first order of business for the reservoir managers is to anticipate the expected snowmelt in when the snow does melt and run off. And then from there, the agricultural community can make plans accordingly based on what they anticipate receiving in their water allotment.
Okay, so can we get a little bit more specific now, in particular for this year? Are there areas of concern for potential drought?
Yes, and it's just to that exact same area I described where there's a below normal snowpack, and it's the Big Wood Basin. And it's the Big Lost and Little Lost basins are the areas where we have the biggest concern, and a bit in the Little Wood Basin as well. And so these are areas around like Haley and downstream of there where there's water users that have agricultural requirements, as well as Cary, Idaho, Mackey, places like that where there could be shortages. That being said, it's still only April, and climatically, we typically have a wet season for about two more months, April and May. So spring precipitation, specifically above normal spring precipitation for south central Idaho would be very beneficial this year.
So then what parts of the state, or are there any, that are looking particularly good when it comes to snowpack?
Almost the entire state, with the exception of those basins. So places like the Payette, the Boise, the Upper Snake. The Upper Snake includes American Falls, Idaho Falls, all those areas down toward Twin. The snowpack that supplies water in those regions is really solid. So we have a really nice snowpack in the Upper Snake, as well as some folks who rely on water that come off of the Idaho, Nevada, and Utah border. We call that the Southside Snake Basins. There's a solid water supply there as well. And one of the key takeaway points is that there's really solid carryover in all the reservoir systems. And that goes back to last year. So we had a really nice snowpack last year. And so we went into this winter with a bit of a buffer. And so that will help in cases where we do have a little bit less of a snowpack, But like I mentioned earlier, we still likely need increased precipitation in the wood and lost basins in order to have adequate irrigation water supplies.
So with the exception of that area that is, you know, has the potential for drought, and you said, you know, it's early, so if we see some precipitation, that could change. But even though the rest of the state is looking really good, could that change? I mean, because like you said, you do this, I believe, all the way through June, or are we at a good place right now to make a prediction that the rest of the state's going to be, you know, okay drought-wise? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. Things could change. The good news is the April 1st survey, where we actually collect information from automated stations, which are called snowtell sites, and then also manual measurement points where people actually go out and make measurements at fixed points. And then we bring all that information together and put out our most comprehensive snowpack information, as well as stream flow forecasts. The importance of April 1st is that this is the time in general where we are nearest the normal maximum snowpack. So if we have a normal maximum snowpack like we have across most of the state, that bodes quite well for the eventual snow melt and then stream flow runoff. That being said, if we end up getting less than normal precipitation in the months of April and May, then the actual observed runoff and water supplies would be less than a normal year.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this today. You know, it never gets boring. I mean, and you would think that because so many of us, you know, don't know what hydrologists do. I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this and breaking all of the information down for us. We've been talking with hydrologist Danny Tapa about the snow survey on Idaho water and what our Idaho watersheds can expect this summer. Danny, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you for having me.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.